Blog Talk Radio.
Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. He kept me from all evil, and he kept my mind stayed on him. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners to the service today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. We want to welcome all our new listeners, and we do hope and pray that you will continue to listen. We do hope that this will not be your last time. We want to encourage you to connect with us there on Facebook, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, and also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. At this time, we're going to open the prayer line for prayer. Amen. If you need prayer, you can press the one at this time. The prayer line is open. We're going to ask that you only give your prayer request and where you're calling from. We'd like to know what part of the world that we are touching with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because what's the truth? Is a worldwide ministry. People listen all around the world and the nation. They listen to this ministry. So we don't want you to put your business out there on Front Street for the world and the nation. Amen. You can also, if you have a personal request or you would like to talk to me, amen, you can inbox me there on Facebook, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, and I will get back in touch with you. Amen. At this time, the prayer line is open. If you need prayer, you can press the one. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that I got the right people praying for me. We all need somebody praying for us. Amen. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice in it. Amen. We just thank God for today. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, coming to you live from the deep south. Amen. Just thanking God for this day. I don't know about you, but we ought to praise God at all times. His praise ought to continually be in our mouth because he's such a good God. Amen. To God be all the glory. I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so we're just going to keep it moving. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you all praise, honor, and glory. We exalt your name on high. We say hallelujah unto your name. Father God, we pray right now that you will meet the needs of every person under the sound of my voice, whatever that need may be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you're able to do all things but fail us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Father, that you will comfort those that are in mourning, those who have lost loved ones, Father. We pray right now for comfort, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for peace within the families even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you are God that's able to do all things but fail us. Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We magnify your name. We come to praise you. We come to worship you, Lord. We thank you, God, that you're everything that we need. We thank you, Father, that you're able to keep us in these last and evil days, oh God, dear God, that you already have made a way for us, oh God. And we pray right now, Lord, that you will order the footsteps of your people, oh God, for your word declares The footstep of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And we ask you to order their footsteps in the direction that you have them to go, O God, in the name of Jesus. For thou art our shepherd, Lord, and thou art our helper, Lord. And we thank you right now that you are able to do just what you said you can do. There's nothing too hard for you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for healing and deliverance in the lives of your people all around the world, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you right now. We ask you to open doors for them that no man can close, O God. Give them winning in this and even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now, God. We ask you right now, God, to do something in their lives that they've never seen before, God. In the name of Jesus, do a new thing, God, for your glory. Lord, we just give you praise and we give you honor and we call it done in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so and it is just done in Jesus' mighty name. Never would have made it. Never could have made it. Without you, I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. To God be the glory. Never would have made it. It's the title of our message today. Never would have made it. The scripture reading will come from Psalms 124, and the word of God reads, if it had not been the Lord who was on my side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream have gone over our soul. Then the proud waters have gone over our souls. Be the Lord, who have not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of a snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who maketh the heavens and the earth. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers and the doers of his holy word. David saying in the word of God, if it had not been for the Lord on our side. In other words, we would have never made it without him. We'll never have made it. If he had not been on the side of the people of God, we wouldn't have made it. But we made it because of his grace and his mercy and his loving kindness towards us. David said we wouldn't have made it, in other words. I would not have made it. And I don't know about you. When I look back over my life, I can say that I would have never made it, just as David is saying unto us in this song, that he would have never made it if it had not been for God. I come to tell somebody today that you're going to make it. And God is on your side. And he will never leave you nor never forsake you because he is with you. because he loves you, because he is your defense, because he is your rock, because he is your refuge, because he is your helper, because he is your God, you will make it. Everything's going to be all right. I can tell you, as David's testimony here in this song, and my testimony is that I would have never made it if it had not been for God. I would have never made it if God was not on my side. So David let us know in this song and that he realized that if it had not been for God, he would have never made it. He would have never been who he was called to be if it had not been for God on his side. If it had not been for God, David would have never made it. You know, when our enemy rise up against us, as David says in the psalm, you know, the enemy rises up against you, and they're plotting against you, and they gather together, and they wait to try to destroy you. David tells us he wouldn't have made it. Because sometimes we have so many enemies, but I want you to know that there is more with us than against us. Who can be against you when God is for you? Be not afraid, because God is with you. He's with you every step of the way. I never would have made it, my own testimony, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. I would have never made it. When I came on the air, I saw just another day that the Lord has kept me. See, today is a day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil. And David tells us in the Word, and if you read David's song and how he praises and he worships God, because God kept him. It was God that kept him from falling. It was God that delivered him. It was God that set him free. It was God that delivered him from the hands of his enemies. If it was not for God on our side, if the Lord was not on our side, where would we be today if it had not been for God? You know, David trusted in God, and the Word said he was a man after God's own heart, because David trusted God. He had faith in God, and he believed that God was the reason why he was still here. It wasn't that he didn't have enemies. It wasn't that he didn't go through nothing. It was the fact that God was on his side. See, when God is on your side, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. When he is on your side, everything is going to be all right. See, he would have never made it, he said, if God hadn't been on his side. He would have never made it. The Word tells us that he talks about the water. You know, water, the raising water. It's kind of talking about problems. Have you ever had problems after problem, trouble after trouble, sorrow after sorrow, pain after pain? But when we have all these things, they come in like a flood, like water raging. It comes in to drown your soul and keep you in tears and sorrow. But David tells us he would have never made it through if God hadn't have pulled him out, if God hadn't delivered him from the troubled water, if God had not delivered him from the hands of his enemies, if God had not delivered him from all of the things that were coming against us. You know, if God does not deliver his people, where would we be? Where would the church of God be? Where would the body of Christ be if it had not been for the Lord? If the Lord had not been on our side, we wouldn't have never made it. We wouldn't have never made it. Some of us not in our right mind. Some of us would have lost everything that we had. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, we wouldn't have never made it. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we would have never made it. But because he's on your side, you're going to make it. You're going to be all right. You're going to have what you need. God's going to open doors that no man can close. You're going to make it. even though your enemy may say you'll never amount to anything. You'll never have nothing. You'll always be broke. God is able to keep you. He's able to protect you. He's able to heal you. We got to hear his voice and know that God is able to do all things but fail us. As David knew that God was on his side. I want you to know that God is on your side. And because he is on your side, you will make it. You will have what you need because he's on your side. You got to believe him. You got to trust him with all your heart because he is your help. He's your helper. And even if your enemy and on your tail, they're lying on you. They're setting traps for you. You know, the word says our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snares of the fowler. In other words, out of the traps of the enemy. God don't let us fall in the trap. He don't let us fall in the ditches that the enemies have dug for us. They have a strategic plan against us. But God does not allow us to fall within the trap because he's on our side. We will never make it without God. He's everything that we need to make it in this world and in these last and evil days. So it's our resource. He's everything that we need. He's able to keep us. But would have made it. David saying, in other words, I never would have made it without God. I would have never, ever made it without God. The word of God tells us in Psalm 94:17-18, unless the Lord has been my help, my soul had almost dwelled in silence. If the Lord had not been my help, my soul. If the Lord has not been our help, but he's our helper, he's our refuge. We wouldn't have made it if he was not our help. We didn't do it on our own. We can't take credit for that. We have to praise God and thank God every day that we're making it every day. We're making it every day because of him, because of the Lord God Almighty, the living God. He is the one that we ought to trust in because he's the only way in these days and times, and these last and evil days. He's the only way that we can make it in the world because he's able to protect us. His blood covers us. We got to trust in the Lord. David said if it had not been for the Lord who was on his side, he would have never made it because God kept him alive when his enemies rose up against him. David would have never made it and never defeated Goliath if God had not been on his side. But because God was on his side, and even though Goliath was a big giant over David as a boy, David defeated the giant with a stone and a slingshot. He never would have made it through that if it had not been for the Lord who was on his side. I believe David would tell us that he would not have made it, but David killed 10,000. And Saul came after David. David would have never made it, but God kept him alive. He would have never made it. When his family members rose up against him, when his own son rose up against him, he would have never made it. He would have never made it. David went in the middle of battle. But the Lord was on his side, and God was with him. Even in the battle, I want you to know that God is with you in the battle. And it don't matter how big the giant is, it's as sure as possible.
because God is your helper, as he was for David, so is he for you and I. We'll never make it without him. We always got to put him first. You know, David knew God from being in the wilderness. David would have never made it in the wilderness, down in the deepest of valley, if God had not been on his side. Because down in the valley was wolves, and down in the valley were many types of snakes and scorpions down in the valley. There was all kind of bears. That's how David learned how to fight down in the valley, because God was on his side down in the valley. He would have never made it if God has not been with him when he was in the valley. God is with us. No matter what we are going through in life, our God is with us. And we're going to make it through the storm and the rain. We're going to make it because he's already made a way for us. He will never leave us nor forsake us, because he's our God in whom we trust. He's our God. If it had not been for God, I know I wouldn't be here today. I would have never made it. I wouldn't have made it to be the age that I am today if it had not been for God, who was on my side. I wouldn't have what I have today if the living God was not on my side. I wouldn't have never made it. I wouldn't have never made it without God. But he was on my side. He's on your side. If you believe in him. So we got to believe in him to protect us and provide for us. We're going to make it, y'all, because our God is on our side. If God is on your side, who can be against you? Because he is on your side, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. If we look back over our life, we can see that he was there for us. And we never would have made it. We never could have made it without him in our lives. We would have never made it through that accident. We wouldn't have made it through the fires and the storms of life. We wouldn't have never made it if it had not been for him. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, we would have never made it. If he hadn't been with us. See, I didn't make it on my own. Just as David gave his testimony in the word of God, and he says to us that if it had not been for God on his side, he would have never made it. David was on the run. Sometimes you got to run from your enemy. David was running from Saul. David was running from his own son, Absalom. David had many enemies. We all have enemies, known and unknown unto us. But God is able to protect us, to know that our God is the reason why we have made it. We need to glorify him. Don't tell people that we done it. We ain't here because of us. We're here because of his goodness and his mercy and what he has done and how he has kept us. He's the one that kept us. He was the one. He was the one that kept us. He helped us make it through every day. In the days in life where the storms of life are raging, when it seemed to be no peace, where we have no peace of mind, where we get no rest. But God is our rest. He's our peace of mind. He's everything that we need. He's able to keep us if we allow him to. David says if it had not been for the Lord, he wouldn't have made it. Because God kept his feet from falling. He kept his feet from falling. We would have never made it without the Lord. We'll never make it from the Lord, who maketh the heaven and the earth, the living God. He is on our side, and because he is on our side, we are going to make it. We're going to make it. We would have never have made it without the Lord. I tell you, the Lord has brought me through some stuff that I shouldn't have made it through. It was meant for me to be destroyed in it. But the Lord kept me. The Lord has kept me. In Psalm 56:4, it says, in God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. We cannot be afraid, because our God is able to keep us. We need to praise his word, praise him, trust him, and do not fear what man thinks that they can do to you. They can't do it. You got to trust God as David trusts God in the word of God, and know that God has already made a way for your escape. He's able to keep you from all evil. Keep our mind stayed on him. If we'll keep our mind on him, the author and the finisher of our faith, if we will keep our mind on the Lord, he's able to keep you from falling. He's able to keep you. The word tells us in Psalm 56:13, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. You know, if it had not been for the Lord, we wouldn't have never made it. He done kept us from many things that came to destroy us, to put us 6 feet under the ground. He has kept us things that tried to come against us. He has kept us. We wouldn't have never made it without him. We wouldn't be in our right mind, some of us, if it had not been for the Lord that was on our side. He's on our side. We're going to make it. He's on our side. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. You gotta believe in God. And sometimes I know that it gets hard, but we got to trust in the Lord with all our heart and all our soul and know that God is able to keep us. And the scripture goes on, He will deliver thy foot from falling, your feet from falling. He will deliver you. He will keep your feet from falling. And I know that he will, because he done kept me from falling plenty of times. He has kept us. We would have never made it. We could have fell and broke our necks. We could have fell and broken bones in our body if we had a fail when the enemy tried to trip us up, to cause us to fall and break our bones or break our necks or whatever. But if God hadn't kept us, they right. Or you almost fell in the tub. Or you almost fell out of the bed. But you almost fell or tripped over something walking, just in a normal day walk. But God kept your foot from falling. That was him that kept you. Because if you had a fail, you could have injured your body. But he didn't let it be. Because he is a God that's able to keep us from falling. He's a God that's able to deliver us from all things. Snares, the fowls, the traps, the pestilence, the land, any sickness, disease, or anything else. If God is on our side, we're going to make it. We're going to make it. But we have to realize that we have to give all glory to God. We ain't get out on my own. I know when God delivered me out of something, somebody goes, oh, I'm so glad you got out of that. I had to give God the credit for it. Because I know if it had not been for God on my side, I would have never made it out of that place. I would have still been there today I probably won't even see. I won't even do a ministry right now. If God had not been on my side. You know, sometimes, you know, it don't even matter how you got there. You just got to trust God to deliver you out of the place. Because your deliverance is sure to come if God is on your side. If God is on your side and you on his side, if you on his side, he will deliver you and he will bring you out for his glory. But you got to give him glory. You can't say I did it. And say I couldn't tell the person that I did. I had to say God brought me out. God delivered me. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would have never made it out of that. That's why David tells her, if it had not been for the Lord, he would have never made it. Saul might have killed him. Absalom might have killed him. He could have died down in the valley. Goliath could have killed him. He was just a little boy. But the Lord was on his side. When David went down in the valley where the giant was, the Lord was on his side. And even though Saul, and even though his son rose up against him, family rose up against him, no family rise up against him, he didn't worry about it. He had to run now. He had to run. He was getting away from Saul. He was getting away from Absalom. He had to run. And sometimes you got to run. But know that the Lord is with you, and he will keep you because he's on your side. God was on David's side. That's how he made it. Through all the stuff that he went through. That's how you going to make it. Because God is on your side. You ain't going to make it on your own. Now, if you try to fight the battle yourself, you won't make it. Mm-mm. You won't make it. You won't make it. You have to give the battle to the Lord. Whatever your battle is, whatever you're fighting, whatever struggle you're going through, whatever's coming against you, give it to the Lord. Let him fight the battle. And when he's on your side, you are sure going to win the victory. Because he's your man of war. He's going to fight for you. You cannot fear. Don't feel fear yourself. Don't fear. But trust in the Lord. And know that God is your helper. That's why David says in verse 8, our help is in the name of the Lord. He said, our help is in the name of the Lord. He didn't say anybody else. Say in his money. He didn't say in his job. He didn't say his wives. He didn't say in his name, in his own name. But he said, my help is in the name of the Lord. Psalm 121 and 2 says, my help cometh from the Lord, which maketh heaven and earth. Your help cometh from the Lord. He is your help. And if you look back over your life, as David looked back over his life and he saw that God had been with him, that God was on his side, because he never would have made it without God. Because, you know, the enemy is very smart, very tricky, very, very, very smart. And so we need God on our side every day. Today we need the Lord. Every day is a good day with the Lord on our side. No matter what we're going through, every day is a good day with the Lord on our side. We're going to make it because he's on our side. But we'll never make it if we don't have the true and the living God on our side. If we don't have him, what we got? We ain't got nothing. Because we can't whoop the devil. We got to know that God is our helper, God. And then when the enemy is coming at you from the left, from the north, from the south, from the east, in the west, from the right hand, when the enemy is coming at you like a flood and stuff is coming in, We got to trust in God. To know that God is on our side. That's why the word declares unto us, no weapon that is formed against us shall not prosper. Why shall it not prosper? Because the Lord, the living God, is on our side. And all power belongs to the Lord. Our God is mighty and strong. Our God. Our refuge. Our God is our helper. Our God is our power. He's our God. And he's on our side. And nothing by no means shall harm thee. Nothing. Never would have made it without it. Look back over your life. You'll see where he has brought you from. We never could have made it without him in our life. Now, when I look back at the song said, I never would have made it. I never could have made it without him. I never would have made it because I would have lost everything. And one part of the song, I would have lost my mind if the Lord hadn't been on my side. I would have lost everything that I had because you know the enemy don't want you to have nothing. I would have lost everything. If the Lord had not been on my side, if the Lord had not been on your side, think about it. Think about it, body of Christ. Where would you be today without the Lord on your side? Where would you be? Never could have made it without it. You can't take credit for it. We never would have made it without him. We would have lost everything without him. We would have lost everything. We got to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not unto our own understanding, but trust in the Lord. Trust in him because he is our help. It's in the name of the Lord. We got to call on the name of the Lord. David will call on the name of the Lord in the time of trouble. I always say it like this. David will call God, call on the name of the Lord, and tell God about his enemies. We need to know that we can tell God about our enemies and what they're trying to do against us and how they're coming at us. You read the song, you'll see that David even tells God himself what to do. He said, Lord, there they come. I want to prepare it. Lord, here they come. There come the whisper. There come the backbiter. There come the lying wonders. Here they come. They're gathering together against me. They're working together against me. I'm your servant. You know, David was a man after God's own heart. He knew he didn't get that far. David was the king of Israel because of God. But David wasn't the one that they thought would be the king. He was the least one that they thought would be the king. He would have never been the king if it hadn't been for God. He was chosen by God. God was on David's side, even as a little boy. He was on his side. You know what? David, I don't believe David walked in fear. Even as a little boy, he faced that giant with no fear because he knew that God was on his side. He knew God was with him. You can't lose when God is on your side. You can't lose when God is on your side. You're going to make it. Because God is on your side. My God, my God. I tell you, I got that same testimony. I don't know about your testimony, but I got the same testimony David talking about. And I understand why David could praise the Lord the way he praised God. Because he knew if it had not been for God, he would have never made it. I tell you, I would have never made it if it had not been for God. I couldn't have made it on my own, y'all. I couldn't have made it. I understand David's testimony. I understand. Because if God is not with us, then we can't make it in this world without him. We need him. Every day of our life, we need the Lord. And we ought to give the Lord praise because he's able to keep us. And he's able to keep us from falling. God is your helper. He's your refuge. He's on your side. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will protect you from those who have risen up against you. When trouble comes and trouble water comes, and in other words, when you got more bills than you got money, and when you don't have enough money to pay your light bill, your water bill, whatever the problem may be, God is able to supply the need. You gonna make it. It may look like it that you ain't gonna make it, but you gonna make it. You keep trusting in God. You keep believing and have faith in God. You gotta live out your faith. And believe God and know that God is able to keep you and protect you from your enemies. If one door closed, God gonna open another door. He'll admit to close. It was time for it to close. Sometimes God has to push us out of the door and close the door. And God, we won't leave. Time, you know, we got to trust God in everything. If he says it's time to go, it's time to go. And we got to trust him. Because he knows what's ahead of us. And he's making a way for us. He's making a way. But we got to follow his instruction and be obedient to it. Because he's trying to make it the way for us so that we can make it. Even in our trouble, even in our struggle, even in our sorrow, even in our pain, whatever we're going through, whatever you're facing right now, God can make a way, and you will make it. You're going to make it. You're going to make it through this, and you're going to have a testimony. What they say, without a test, and if you don't go through nothing, then you ain't got no testimony. How you going to know what God can do if you never go through nothing? How do you know when God's on your side, when your enemy has plotted to destroy you? When your enemies have plotted against you and worked evil against you, and you still here, you still getting everything that God called for you to have, but the enemy doesn't want you to get it. But because God is on your side, you still got everything that you need because he's on your side. If there had not been for God on your side, you wouldn't have got it. But because he's on your side, he makes a way for you to make it. He's making a way. He's making a way for you. He's making a way for all of us, all of the people of God. And we have to trust him and know that God is able to keep us. And we got to give him credit, because I don't know about you, but I never would have made it without the Lord. I couldn't have made it without him. I need him every day for my life. And we all need him. We all need him. We need him every day of our lives. Every day is a good day with the Lord on your side. Because when he is on your side, he is making a way for you to make it. Because he is on your side. He's able to keep you. So when I look at the day, when I look at yesterday, and I look at today, I can say, as David probably would say himself, just another day that the Lord has kept me. Amen. To God be all of the glory. Know that our help is in the name of the Lord who maketh the heaven and the earth, and he is able to keep us. We would have never made it this far without the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be all the glory. If it had not been for him on our side, we wouldn't have made it.
We couldn't have made it this far. I tell you, we serve a mighty, mighty God that able to keep us. And, you know, we could have lost a whole lot of things. We could have lost our lives. We could have lost our family, our children, our home, our vehicles, jobs, our mind, our health. Just different things we could have lost. But God was on our side. And he made a way that we would not lose those things. So we just got to trust him, amen, to God be all of the glory. I want to go ahead and do the invitation to Christ. If you do not know him, amen, to God be the glory. I want to invite you to come to know the living God. There's men and little g God, but they're not the living God. And I want to encourage you to come today and give your life to Christ. If you don't have a church home, amen. We want to encourage you to come, become a follower of this ministry under the leadership of Apostle and Pastor Joseph Ryle. Amen. We want to encourage you to do that. Become followers of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, Pathetic Corner, and Faith Come by Hearing Ministry. I want to encourage you to follow these ministries. Amen. To God be the glory. And that can be your church home. Amen. That can be your church home. And we want to encourage you today to come. Come while the blood is yet running warm in your vein. And if you are not saved, if you are said this prayer, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you lived, died, and rose again just for me. Come into my heart and be my Savior. I believe that you lived, you died, and you rose again just for me. I repent of my sin with a godless sorrow. I turn from sin and I turn from my wicked ways, and I give my life unto you this day to be my Lord and Savior. If you said that prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, hit me up on Facebook, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. You can hit up Pastor Apostle on Prophetess Yvonne Ryle page, amen. You can also hit up Prophetess Martha William on Pathetic Corner. Also, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews on Faith Come by Hearing Ministry. And if you have given your life to Christ today, we want to encourage you to inbox any one of them. They can help you, amen. We want you to be discipleship. We want you to come to know the living God. We want you to know the truth, and the truth is in Jesus. And we want you to come to know the man named Jesus. We want you to be saved, healed, delivered, and set free, because that's what Jesus came for. That's what he died for. It's for us to be able to be set free, healed, delivered from sin and darkness. So I want to encourage you to come. And any one of those ministries, you can connect with any of them on Facebook. Amen. You just got to Google them and you will find them there. Amen. If you are backslidden, we want to encourage you to come back to your first love. Get your life back right with God. Rededicate your life and commit your life and start back doing the work of ministry. We want to encourage you to do that. We want to encourage you to do it today. Amen. We also want to encourage you, if you are just a church girl with your name on the rope, amen, we want to encourage you, just get it right and ask God to save you today. Ask him to save your soul today and repent of your sin, and let's get it right. Let's get it right, amen. So you can inbox any of us or any of the ministries that I have just named off, amen. You should be able to find us there on Facebook, amen. I want to encourage you also to follow each one of these ministries there on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to go ahead and do the VOT announcements. But we want to encourage you to get connected to all the ministries that I just mentioned, amen. And to God be the glory. We want to encourage you to do that, amen, because we want you to get and to have all the things that God wants you to have. He has a plan for your life to do you good and not evil. And we want you to know him, because when he's on your side, you're going to always win. The victory is already won.
So we want to encourage you to do that. We want to encourage you to do that today. We do hope and pray that you tune in to the Hour of Power every Sunday. The Hour of Power is on from 5 to 7:30. The first half of the Hour of Power is with Prophetess Martha Williams, Pathetic Corner Ministries, from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Voice of Truth is the second half of the Hour of Power. You get 1 hour from each service. Voice of Truth, as I said, is the second half, and it's of the Hour of Power. It's on the air live from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I want to encourage you to get connected to the Hour of Power every Sunday. Amen. You get 2 hours of power. Amen. So we want to encourage you to get connected to the ministry. We have for you on Tuesday night, One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Pastor Joseph, Apostle Prophet Yvonne Rye. They're live and on the air on Block Talk Radio at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. One Word from the Lord. I want to encourage you to get connected to the ministry. God is going to do a great and mighty work through Apostle and Pastor. Amen. 9 o'clock p.m. You want to mark that. You can go to Facebook, to their Facebook page. They both have Facebook page. I also want to encourage you to follow their ministry there on Block Talk Radio. So once you click and follow, it'll give you a message when the service comes on so you can't miss it. Amen. So we want to encourage you to do that. If you need a life coach, a mentor, you need counsel, you need a covering with your ministry, they are awesome leaders. Excuse me. I would not be where I am today without Apostle and Pastor. Amen. So I want to encourage you today. If you need a mentor, coach, you need marriage counseling, whatever kind of counseling you need, they can help you with that. If you need leadership, you need licensing, whatever it is that you need, they can do it. They can do it. So I want to encourage you to get connected with them there also as well on Facebook. Amen. You can inbox them there, and they will get back with you. Then on Saturdays, we have Faith Calm by Hearing Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She's live and on the air. We want to encourage you to get connected to Elder's ministry. God is going to do a great and mighty work through Elder there in this ministry. God is going to do a great work through the woman of God. So we want to encourage you to get connected to all of these ministries. Also, we want to give you the opportunity to give, and we have to give you that opportunity to give. We don't tell you how much you have to give. God will tell you what to do, but we want to encourage you to do that. And with that, we want to encourage you to become a WOW partner. And that's for an offering of $25 or more. You become a partner with this ministry, with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. All the other ministries fall with the fall under the leadership of Apostle and Pastor. And the ministry is Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. So we want to encourage you to get connected and follow the ministry and stay connected. Because you want to be a part of what God is doing with the ministry. And so we want to encourage you to support the ministry, to support the ministry so that the needs of the ministry can be met. You know, God wants us to be cheerful givers. And, you know, a lot of time we throw away $25 here and there because everything is so expensive today. But when we sow a seed in a ministry of God, and I'm not saying any other ministry, I can tell you about this ministry. You plant a seed in it, you shall surely get a harvest. You're sowing it on fertile ground. So I want to encourage you to inbox the Apostle and Pastor with any tithes and any offerings that you want to give to this ministry. If you want to give an offering,
If you receive a word here, you need to give an offering in the ministry. Amen. To God be the glory. We just thank God for that. We want to encourage you to do that. Amen. You want to put seed in the ground. Amen. And God is, as Pastor says, God is not trying to get something from you. He's trying to get something to you. So we want to be obedient unto that. Amen. To God be the glory. We just thank God again for the word of God. We want to do also encourage you, if you have not purchased my ebook, The Heart Reflection, we want to encourage you to do that. It's on Amazon.com and Goodreads.com, and you can purchase it there for $2.99, and we want to thank you in advance for doing that. And we just thank God for each and every person that came to listen today and to be a part of the service today. And we just thank God that He is on our side and that we have a God that is able to keep us. And none of us would have never made it if it hadn't have been for God who was on our side. Now, I want to encourage you to also, if you need, I keep coming back to, I don't know who need the counseling or what type of counseling that you need. It may be marriage counseling, you're going through something in your marriage, but I want to encourage you to connect with Pastor and Pastor. They've been married for about 36 years, and they can really help you with that. And I know sometimes people don't want to get marriage counseling. You know, we need somebody to help us. That's why we have leaders. And some of us are where we are because we're not getting godly counsel. The Word of God tells us to get godly counsel, and they will give you godly counsel. So I want to encourage you to do that. Don't let the enemy come in to destroy what God is trying to do in your life just because you will not get counsel. Don't let pride stand in the way. Get godly counsel. And they are godly counsel. They will help you. And I just want to encourage you to do that and do it today. And like I said earlier, you can inbox them. Let's see. She has Yvonne Rao page, and she has Prophetess Yvonne Rao page, and Pastor Joseph has a page, Rao page, and you can inbox them there. Leave your contact information, and they will get back with and they will help you with that counseling in that marriage. You need some counseling, and they will help you. I'm telling you, they are awesome man and woman of God, and I pray that you will be obedient and do that. Now we got to get up out of here. We want to thank God for today and His word. Now for the benediction, now to Him that is able to keep us from falling and to present you faultless before His presence of His glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. You have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Know that the Lord loves you. God loves you. We love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Meet us here next week at the same place, at the same time, here on Block Talk Radio at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We love you. Be blessed and be safe.